Suicide bombings and retaliations for them are an unfortunate part of life in the Middle East. In India and Pakistan, the threat of nuclear war hangs over every attempt to solve the two countries' decades-old conflict. But halfway around the world, in the woods of Maine, teenagers from both sides of those two divides spent the summer living together, playing together, and learning how to work together. Judith Smelzer has this report on the internationally acclaimed Seeds of Peace summer camp.
Over 100 teenagers from all over the world gathered on the steps of a White House office building and serenaded Vice President Dick Cheney. They just spent a month together at a summer camp in Maine, playing games, making friends, and learning how to get along with kids from the other side of the conflicts that divide their nations. Vice President Cheney said he felt gratified that young people had been able to overcome conflicts that world leaders have spent decades trying to resolve.
For someone like myself to see an organization like Seeds of Peace and the work that all of you are able to do, bring people together and overcome hostilities and animosities that have existed for a long time is sort of the real positive result that we all hope for.
Seeds of Peace was founded 9 years ago, and back then it focused primarily on the Arab-Israeli conflict. Over the years, participants have grown in number and in geographic diversity, with youths coming from Cyprus, the Balkans, the Indian subcontinent, and for the first time this year, from Afghanistan. Aside from typical summer camp activities like sports, games, and arts and crafts, campers also participate in coexistence sessions with their counterparts from the other side of their region's conflict. Madhumita Venkataramanan, a 14-year-old camper from India, said when she sat down with Pakistani young people to discuss the two countries' long-time dispute over the province of Kashmir, she was surprised by how many things they agreed on.
We both agreed that, you know, the Kashmiris should have a say in what is happening between the two countries, and that is important for both of us, so maybe we should try and like withdraw our troops and maybe have an international border or something. We tried to come to an agreement, and that was really an accomplishment.
Many campers expressed that same sentiment as they reflected on their experiences during a trip to Washington at the end of their month-long visit to the U.S. But many of them said that the real eye-openers came not during political discussions, but in just realizing they could be friends with people from the other side.
You have those few beautiful moments at camp where you just find yourself lying on the grass with one of your best friends and just, you know, talking about life, about shared interests, about each other. It's just, those are the moments that I cherish.
Liav Harel is a 16-year-old Jewish Israeli from the town of Haifa. Earlier this year, a suicide bomber blew himself up at a restaurant there, not far from the home of a friend of hers. But what did she talk about most with her Palestinian friends at Seeds of Peace?
Boys. One of my best friends here at camp is Irene. She lives in the same city as I do, but like we barely get to see each other because we're not in the same school. We don't hang out with the same people. But at camp, we got together so much. We would talk about boys, we would talk about girl stuff, about school, about just, you know, camp in general. And we discuss politics too, but everything is always so friendly. She's just, I love her so much.
Just to clarify, Irene is a Palestinian, and friendships like hers and Liav's flourished at Seeds of Peace. Camp leaders encouraged the young people to make at least one close friend from the other side, and most of them seemed to have done so. The campers were exuberant about all the activities that they got to experience with their new friends, but it wasn't all fun and games. Madhumita Venkataramanan from India lost an uncle in one of the Indo-Pakistani wars, and during one coexistence session, she was finally able to talk about her loss.
Well, I've never talked about it to anyone, especially not to a Pakistani. And yeah, we talked about it, and then like we all maintained a moment of silence, and we did that for everyone. Everyone had lost someone.
Madhumita was impressed that none of the Pakistanis got defensive and that instead they were all sorry for her loss. So it was the shared sorrows of the past as well as the shared joys of the present that brought the Seeds of Peace campers together. Outside the White House, Vice President Cheney urged them not to forget those experiences when they return home.
Of course, all of you represent the future of all your countries. So we hope after you spend some time here and you go back home, you'll keep up those ties and relationships and learn to work together, as you obviously have here.
Most campers said they did plan to keep in touch with their new friends when they got home, and many of them also vowed to try to change attitudes in their own communities. Liav Harel from Israel is a second-year veteran of Seeds of Peace, and she said she could easily see the difference she'd made after her first year at the camp.
When I came back, it's like I had proof from my people. Like, they would say, how can you get along with Arab Israelis or Palestinians? And I said, well, there's your proof. I just spent an entire month with them, and these are my closest friends. Like, in just a few weeks, I got to know them like people that I've known for years, and people challenge me with their beliefs, and I come and I tell them, no, it's not true. It's not impossible. So I feel like I do have an impact.
That's exactly the impact Seeds of Peace organizers are hoping their campers will have. They believe that the only way to end conflicts that rest on decades and sometimes centuries of hate is to start chipping away at that hate in the younger generation. It's a small step, but one they hope will meet with more success than the myriad of diplomatic efforts that have gone before. For Common Ground, I'm Judith Smelser in Washington.